Yes, it's Monday, and we all know what that means by now, don't we? Yes, we do indeed. It's time for I, Sir Kevin of the Shire of Eustaceville, to talk to you about the things which go bump in the night. And I'm not talking about people who fall out of bed. No, no, no. I'm talking about ghosts, ghouls, specters, entities, Slimer, Marshmallow Man, and other things. How are you all doing? I hope you're all well. I hope you all had a lovely week. We celebrated the neighbor's cat's birthday yesterday, as you will hear all about in Becca's Reddit corner from her Tower of Terror. And yeah, it was a lovely day. And she didn't appreciate any of her gifts, apart from, well, there's like a felt rug with a name on which is embroidered, because Becca goes all out. Kevin knows about none of these gifts, by the way. BTW. But she loves this little rug. She was curled up in it like a cat, because she is a cat, not Becca, the cat. And Becca made her a cake out of two tins of M&S Atlantic salmon and Atlantic something else. And she thought she was very good by going to M&S Food and getting these things. And she used Dreamy Sticks as candles. She was six. She's probably seven. But she was six, and she didn't take to the cake. And Becca said, maybe she's overwhelmed. Maybe I should just cut her a slice. I was like, yes, that'll be it. It won't be the splodge of dead fish in front of her. It'll be the fact it's not cut into nice little corners. So she didn't touch the fish. That's in the bin. But she did have a lot of dreamies because I overfed her, because why not? It was her birthday. Anyway, none of it's spooky. What have we got in store for today then? Well, I, of course, I'm going to give you the actual non-precognitive version of a review of Late Night with the Devil, which I watched last week. We're going to listen to a nice email which has been sent in from one of our listeners in Ontario, Canada. Am I pronouncing that right? Ontario. Anyway, you know what I mean. It's in Canada. And then we're going to go and visit Becca's Reddit Corner, where she's going to tell us a story all about smell. How intriguing. Anyway, before we do any of that, we need to thank our wonderful team over at Patreon. Now, when you go to Patreon and you sign up, not only do you support the show, but you also get two additional podcasts each and every week. Yes, you do. You get one, which is me rambling, as you can tell. I have no problem talking for Britain. I would talk for Ireland, as it's probably more my native country. I would talk for Scotland, because up the Celts. I would talk for France, because up the Celts. A French? Celtic? I don't know. Gaelic? Or Gaelic? Gael? I don't know. Anyway, you get one of them, and you also get a paranormal Patreon, which is out every Sunday. And what we're currently doing on Patreon, on the paranormal Patreon, is I'm no genius in this matter, but all of the stories that we hear, all the famous ghost stories that we hear, you know, it's like, ooh, Enfield Poltergeist, ooh, Amityville, ooh, Winchester, ooh, and all this. And I thought, it can't just be England and America that have ghost stories. Yes, we've got La Llorona, which we've kind of made English, and stuff like that. So I thought what we do is we try and find, we're doing a little bit of a world tour to non-English speaking countries and finding out their true ghost stories. Yes. So it's a little bit of an interesting world tour we're doing. If that sounds like your cup of tea, head over to Patreon Cot Dom. Patreon.com/we-need-to-talk-about-ghosts, just like the following wonderful new people have, and you also get your name sung out by me. Yes, hello, because I like to do that too. But the following people have signed up. We have Harry O'Leary, Daniel McGowan, K Not a C, and Rin. And this little song is for you, because the guitar's out, yes. Harry O'Leary, Daniel McGowan, keen out of sea and rin. You're helping the show stay afloat, because without you I can't swim. And I'd only drown, and there'd be no more sounds coming from the way of the show. And that's down to you, and you know it's true. ended it on a seventh. It was an E major seventh. Thank you so much, guys. I hope you enjoy all the additional content and all of those. Literally, it's getting stupid now. There's about 300 extra Patreon-only shows over there, which converted into hours. You do the math. Half hour each, 300 shows. I don't know. You could probably spend the rest of your life listening to them and not finish them. Well, you probably listen to one and think, I'm not going to finish them. Anyway, head over to patreon.com. Why do I want to keep on saying cotdom? Patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts. Now, let's finally have the non-precognitive edition, or should I say, a review of Late Night with the Devil. Two thumbs to the sky! I'm sorry, I've done that for my own entertainment. You've got to keep yourself entertained when you're a solo podcaster. That's what I say. Anyway, the actual review for Late Night with the Devil. Well, I went and watched it with my good friend and Patreon, Mr. Chris. Hello, Chris. I don't know whether I should full name you or full shame you. But anyway, me and my good friend Chris went to watch Late Night with the Devil. And it's excellent. It is excellent. What they've done is the found footage genre, and that's not a spoiler. It's presented that way even in the trailer. The idea is, the premise is, it's a late night talk show host in the 70s. He's struggling with numbers, so he has one last big gasp attempt to get numbers in by having a very spooky Halloween show. It's basically Ghost Watch, right? But Americanized, set in the 70s. That's what it is, realistically, but intermingled with a lot of other stuff. And that's not to do it any sort of injustice or disservice, because it's done excellently. I thought the main actor was amazing. I think he needs to be in more stuff. He's very, very believable. I'll tell you who's more believable as well, his sidekick. And when I say sidekick, you know, like an American late night shows, they always have the guy at the side of the stage who goes, you know him best from Fred and Ted, it's Ted. And then like someone comes out, da-da-da-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da, and all that, carry on. Well, the person who goes, you know it best, he plays the part excellently. And it's so well done. It's like, because you're meant to be watching, because it's not like, when I say found footage, it's not like they've stumbled upon it in a woods. It's meant to be, you know, in the archives of this network. And it was never aired again. And you're watching it for the first time since it was aired live. I struggled a bit after watching it. Not like as in like, I couldn't sleep. Nothing like that. I mean, I was in and out of, did it jump the shark at the end? Now, if you've seen it, you'll have your own opinions on that. I thought initially it did. And then I thought, no, it didn't. It was actually really well done. And then I thought it did. And then I came to the conclusion, hold on. If we're meant to believe the premise, if, to quote from another podcast I know, we're meant to leave our disbelief at the door, then we're dealing with Lucifer. We're dealing with the devil himself. And therefore, what I'm referring to as shark jumping would be entirely possible. So therefore, I need to leave that disbelief at the door, so to speak, and not judge it on jumping a shark, because if I'm buying into the premise, then I'm buying into the premise. This is, the storyline. Like, for example, I don't watch Game of Thrones and go, oh, flying dragons jumping the shark. Because you're buying into the premise that flying dragons are real. I said that then, like, because we all know walking dragons are real. Well, Komodo dragons. Anyway, so after watching it, I think I need to rewatch it, you know, which is good because it's coming on Shudder soon. So if you've got a Shudder subscription, it should be on. Well, it will be on by the end of April. I think it's mid-April. Is it the 19th? It's due on Shudder. And you should most certainly watch it. Definitely out of most things that will be out this year, this is the thing that you should watch. There's another one that's a lot of people are recommending to me. And it's not, because we were going to watch the one about the imaginary, well, it's called Imaginary. We were going to watch Imaginary. But there's another one doing the rounds, beginning with I. And I think it's to do and along the lines of Rosemary's Baby, like an impregnated with the devil's seed sort of thing. And I can't think of the name of it, but I'll have to find out. And then I'll go and watch it. And then I'll go and review it. But next week's review, as you will hear in Becca's Reddit Corner, or as I've liked to condense it, BRC, which could also stand for, I was going to say Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, but there's no M. There's no M. Anyway, what we're going to review next week is 222. Yes, because we went to see it, and it was fucking good, to be fair. Pardon the French. Anyway, the review for Late Night with the Devil, I need to rewatch it, right? But from current recollection of it, it's two thumbs out and up about 30%, right? And I know people are raving on it. It didn't have the initial impact I thought it would because I was thinking shark jump. Yeah, here's what I mean. If you've seen Ghostwatch, right? And you should watch Ghostwatch because this film doesn't exist without Ghostwatch, in my opinion, as do a lot of things. As Zach Bagans doesn't exist without Ghostwatch. You can draw a direct line from Ghostwatch to Most Haunted to Zach Bagans. Do you know, there's a lot of things which don't exist without the seed of Ghostwatch. So, but when you watch Ghostwatch, at the end, it jumps the shark for me. When Michael Parkinson gets possessed and sorry for spoiling it forever on there. But it doesn't matter. You should definitely watch it anyway. But he does, you know, and everything starts going haywire in the studio. But again, if you believe in the fact that it's the devil doing it, then why not? You know, but there for me on Ghostwatch, it jumped the shark. That was the point. Even as a child, I was like, hold on. And this was a similar shark jumping incident. I thought it could have been toned back. They could have done more with less and could have even led to a sequel. I would have bought into a sequel. But, you know, I'll need to give it a rewatch. Anyway, I've talked about this far too long. Go and give it a watch. It's definitely worth a watch. Late Night with the Devil, two thumbs up, out, and 30 degrees to the sky. That may change after a rewatch. And if it does, it will only be up. So go and give it a watch. Yes, now it's time for my favourite part of the week, where we get to read out your, normally it's your true listener paranormal experiences, but we've had a very interesting email sent in by one of our listeners from Ontario. I don't know whether I'm saying that right. I'm really sorry. But it's very interesting, so we're going to read that out instead. And by the way, if you can hear a weird, like, shuffling noise in the background, it's basically the, I want to say AI, but it's not AI. It's the program on the recording trying to block out the air conditioning in this fucking office, which I've asked to be turned off at all times, and they've not done it. And I've went and requested again, and it's not yet been done. So if you're wondering what the fucking hell is that, it's that. Anyway, we've had an email in, and this email has come in from Dave. And Dave writes, Kev, not even hi, just right in there. Kev, yeah? Becca, yeah? And TNC, oh? What was that? What was that cat? Greetings from Colorado. Where the hell have I got Ontario from? Anyway, where have I got Ontario from? I read this in the taxi on the way to work. I was convinced it was Ontario. What on earth? Why? Wow, I need a word with myself. Anyway, as I'm currently between jobs and have an abundance of free time, I've been searching historic Colorado, not Ontario, newspaper articles for tales of ghostly phenomena whilst listening to your old Patreon episodes. I'm currently up to July 2022. You've got a hell of a long way to go, sir. In doing so, I found the below article and got a kick out of it. It's from the December the 2nd, 1899 issue of The Indicator out of Pueblo, Colorado. And we're going to read it because it is dead good. I don't think it gives a name, but listen to this. And, yeah, it's dead good. In the canny north of England, whereabouts? I live in the north of England. In the canny north of England is a man who gets his living by the pursuit of a very peculiar profession. He styles himself an exorciser or curer of haunted houses. He makes it his business to call on house and estate agents in various parts of the country and inquire as to houses of ghostly reputation. Then for an arranged fee ranging from £1 to £5, that must have been loads back then, you know. According to circumstances of the case, he undertakes to rid the premises of their visionary visitant. Which function he invariably fulfills to the satisfaction of all concerned. His methods are a mystery to all but himself, for he is engaged ejecting the phantoms from their favourite promenades. The language in this is wonderful. One of this gentleman's envious detractors avers that he has dealings with powers of evil. All that is known of him in the locality where he resides is that his religious convictions are decidedly unorthodox, and that he is an enthusiastic patron of spiritualistic seances. Indeed, he will readily travel a score of miles to be present at one of these performances. Fully aware of the stigma attached to a haunted house and its consequent depreciation in value... What? Never heard of that one. Oh, I suppose so, yeah, even up to Amityville. But that was more murder house. Agents having such tenants upon their books are only too glad to secure the services of this extraordinary exorcist. Nearly every district in Great Britain has its haunted homes, so the business is unusually brisk with this uncanny individual. It says, he has, however, been heard to remark that when all the historical ghosts in the kingdom are laid out, he has, however, been heard to remark that when all the historical ghosts in the kingdom are laid, it will be comparatively easy to raise more by judicious converse with country folk, most of whom are incurably superstitious. He asserts that he has no fear of anything supernatural, and he will often spend successive nights alone in houses which most people carefully avoid. At present, this exorciser is earning at least £200 a year by this weird art. He says that he will confide his secret to his son, who will succeed him in his unique calling. Now that's from a newspaper article, not from fucking Ontario, Kevin. Where did you get that from? Anyway, but no name is given. So is the son of this man now going around doing exorcisms? Well, probably not. This was 1899, was it? Did we say? I think so. Yeah, 1899. So his son, say he was, say, 7 then. But he's dead now, isn't he? I wonder if he passed it on, though. If anyone listening to this, by the way, because it is in the north of England, if anyone knows who this individual is, then please do let us know. Do get in touch and let us know. How very interesting, though. I wonder what, so he's making, what did they say he was making in 1899? He's making £200 a year. Now, let me just quickly work out, when I say me quickly, I mean Google quickly, work out what that is in today's money. Google says it's £16,100. Now, I mean, that's not really, you know, you can't live today on that much money, which means that you must have been able to live back then on £200, which shows how much everything's gone up, really, doesn't it, I suppose? Because of people like, you know, private landlords and the inventions they bring to the table, these entrepreneurs who do amazing things like buy houses and get people to pay their mortgage for them and therefore raise the house price for everyone else on the planet. Fuck you, private landlords. F you. Anyway, with my rant against private landlord ownership over, shall we all head over to Becky's Reddit Corner? I think we shall. Let's do it. Hurrah!
Ladies and gentlemen, now it is time for Paranormal Reddit Corner with Becca.
Well, it is a pleasure and a privilege to be once again in the midst of someone I can only describe as wonderful, beautiful and terrifying in the same breath. I am, of course, talking about Becca.
Well, what an intro. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How lovely.
And it's a very special day today, isn't it?
It is. It's the most special of days.
Why is it the most special of days?
Because it is HRH Princess Kitten Sienna Eustachio West's birthday.
Otherwise known as the neighbour's cat. It's the neighbour's cat's birthday today. She is the big six.
Big six.
I mean, there's an argument and a strong argument that she's the big seven.
She might be seven.
We've decided that.
So well, she's either six or seven. So
in cat years, though, like I was saying to Becca before, it's different to say she's either six or seven, let's go with six. Because it's like in human years, it would be like saying he's either 25 or 35. Let's go with 25.
Well, when she became the neighbour's cat, she was two or three, wasn't she? And we kind of said two then, because no one knew. So I think it's only right to say that she's still six. Cause
yeah, I'll go
the,
with
the precedent has been set, I think.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
But yeah, she's been, more importantly, she's been the neighbour's cat. It's the anniversary of her being the neighbour's cat. She's been the neighbour's cat now for 4 years. Four whole years.
4 whole years. Yeah. And nearly half of that time, she's not needed to be the neighbour's cat.
Yeah.
Almost. We're getting to that point where she can officially just be Sienna.
Yeah.
But she will forever be the neighbour's cat.
Yeah. So she did, of course, get a little collection of presents.
Yes.
A collection of birthday gifts. And I made her a cake.
Yes. Our Patreons got to see all of this in its glory on video.
Yeah. If ever there was a time to sign up, I would. I think, yeah. Honestly, it might be this. This is what would sway it for me. Yeah, you did a video. Videos, honestly. I was like, no, just take a photo.
Some happy birthday
like, no,
to
no,
her.
No,
and you presented her with a cake, which was M&S Atlantic salmon and some other very special trout.
Tuna. Yeah, I went to her M&S food specifically to get ingredients for her birthday cake.
Yeah, and she sniffed it and went to the window. And you thought, this is genius. Becca thought, maybe she's a bit overawed by the entire cake. I'm going to cut her a slice. And it wasn't. That turned out not to have been the issue.
I don't like your tone.
So, well, where's the birthday cake now?
Well, it was a whole cake. We ended up, it's gone.
It is gone. Where's it gone?
Oh, pull that stupid dopey face. Where's it gone? Listen, for someone who thought Santa was dealing with this birthday,
yeah, that's
you're being
true.
Awfully
you
critical.
Did, you did do it all, and you did do very well. She does now have her own, she has her own embroidered balloon, which is filled with catnip, like a fabric balloon, her own embroidered fleece blanket, amongst a plethora.
Personalised
blanket, amongst a plethora of gifts. So,
yes, nice little toys. And I think the thing with the cake was, even if she didn't want to eat it, she knew it was her birthday.
Yes, she knew it's her special day. So yeah, so we're celebrating that, which isn't spooky at all, even though we're in the darkest, deepest depths of your tower, where your corner resides. And we are, of course, going to be talking about something I found on Reddit. Now, I chose this one because it's recent and also because there's 20 comments.
Are you doing, outside of Becca's Reddit Corner, are you doing a paranormal review this week?
Yeah.
What are you doing it on? Are you doing it on 222?
No, I'm doing it on, I'll be doing it on 222 the week after.
Oh, okay.
Because we did go and see 222 at the pictures.
At the theatre?
At the theatre, not the pictures. I went to see Late Night with the Devil. So, and last week I gave a precognitive review of Late Night with the Devil before watching it.
Right.
And so this week I've gave, by this point in the show, people have heard it, my actual review of Late Night with the Devil.
Okay.
And next week I will review 222.
Very good.
The play by infamous podcaster Danny Robbins. Amongst others. So, yeah. But we enjoyed it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Speaking of which, I've said to people, oh, wait till we get Becca on. Because we had a mysterious guitar twang noise, didn't we?
Yes. No, in fairness, yeah. There is another one to add to the canon, I would say, in fairness.
Yeah.
Hands off. Like, we've got to add this. So, Why were you out late?
I went to watch Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah, because you were out late and I wasn't feeling great, was I? I had a cough and a bit of a bad chest. So I had an early night.
Yeah.
But was still awake when you came in. You came in, what, about 10-ish?
About 10 past 10, yeah.
Something like that. So you came up, so I was lying in bed, and you came up and you were chatting, so you sat down next to me on the bed.
Yeah, and it's important to say the cat was also on the bed.
Yeah, well, the cat was actually on, she came up and she snuggled on my chest, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Because she was on me at the time, I was stroking her and she was on me. And you're just on your phone and we're chatting away. And then there was, which made us all jump, cat included, and I have the scratch on my chest to prove it, a guitar, dun, like a string going.
Yeah, ringing out, like, it's an important thing, isn't it? Like it rang out.
Like that. Yeah, so we both thought it came from different places. I thought it came from the office,
yeah,
where you have a lot of guitars. You thought it came from, we've got a little cupboard in the bedroom.
Yeah, where
you
there's a mandolin.
You thought it was the mandolin, didn't you? So that was the first place you checked, because I kind of thought it came through like the open door of the bedroom leading to the office. But you went and checked the mandolin and...
Something was on it, so the strings were all dead. So there was no way...
Unless the thing fell on it.
But
no.
That's the thing, if the thing fell on it, it deadened the string.
Right. Yeah, no, it was like a...
It was a note that rang out.
Yeah.
Now, without sounding poncy about it, I have perfect pitch in terms of... Specifically within seconds of hearing a note.
Yeah.
So then I went into the office and there's four guitars in there, mm-hmm, and I plucked each individual string and it didn't.
You didn't pluck every string of every guitar.
I did?
No, you didn't. In fact, you tried about three or four. I heard you do it. You did about three or four different ones, but you didn't do every string of every guitar because that would have been, what, about 24 notes?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you didn't do that.
But anyway, it was none of them.
But yeah, it was none of them. Because even I knew it sounded different. So yeah, that was interesting. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, and then like I said, the next night, in the morning, about 2:15 in the morning, I was woken by someone hammering on the front door. And when I went back to bed, I'd woken you because I'd got up. But I didn't know that you had your earplugs in, so you were deaf to the world.
Mm.
And when you come back to bed after being in the toilet, I said, did you hear that banging on the door? And you completely ignored me and fell back asleep. And the next morning I was like, why did you ignore me when I was telling you someone was banging on the door?
I didn't even know you said anything. I didn't even realise you'd got up, like, you woke me up getting back into bed, but I thought you'd just been to the bathroom in the night.
No, I'd been up, I'd been down, I'd been outside, I'd been round the house.
Yeah, I was completely oblivious to all
this. All weaponless, like I know some sort of Krav Maga karate, but I know nothing of the sort. So, yeah, a little bit of weirdness to add to the canon. Yeah. Anyway.
I think what didn't help, though, for you, in fairness, because that night, the day after you went to see the film with the devil,
yeah,
the night after was the night we went to see 222. So, in fairness, you've heard some kind of banging, but it was like, what, 217 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a bit too close to 222, feel like.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And my brain does have the ability, like most brains, there might have been a small little interlude there because the batteries went in the recorder. But what I was saying is we all have the ability, I think, to... And we've all done it where you say, I need to be up for 7 o'clock tomorrow. And you set your alarm for 7 o'clock, but you wake up naturally at 5 to 7. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like our internal body clock is a piece of mastery and wonder. So, yeah, maybe 2:22 did play my mind and my body was like, be prepared for 2:22.
Maybe.
And instead I woke up at 2:15 to a hammering on the front door, which wasn't nice. But it was definitely the noise, that was the thing. And it freaked me. But none of this is Reddit. This is Reddit. And I present you with this.
Thank you.
Which is my phone, which is on the page of Reddit.
Welcome to Reddit Corner with Becca.
Oh, thank you very much.
The title of this, excuse me.
This what?
The title of this story is, smelled my grandma's perfume today at home. She died back in the mid-90s.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, this is going to have to do a lot to impress me because I am already super unimpressed with that title.
Well, fucking alpaca, pull no punches. The emotion of a brick.
Yeah, well, they continue. I'm sure that the perfume manufacturers have continued making this perfume. It didn't stop in the mid 90s.
Well, you might learn something if you read.
Well, I might. This is why I've said it. I've just said it'll have to. You know, it's got some work to do here.
Okay.
From Shania Twain over here.
I know. Yeah.
Let's begin. Me and the family live in my mum and dad's old house, where my grandma also lived for the last 4 years or so of her life. So this afternoon, I'm sitting at the kitchen table working on my laptop and got a very sudden punch of perfume that smelled exactly like what my grandma would wear. It was just me and my wife at home. She was in the living room on her computer. No windows open, and we definitely 100% don't have old lady perfume in the house.
Fair enough.
Unnecessarily rude, isn't it?
I know, yeah.
I got up and started walking around, trying to figure out where it was coming from, but it was very isolated to where I was sitting. I grabbed my wife, but she wasn't smelling anything from the living room. But when she got to where I was, she was like, oh yeah, it smells like an old lady. Jesus, fucking again. Hell. I normally would search for logic with these kinds of things, but didn't. But the
I decided not to.
But the really weird thing is, where I was sitting was exactly where her spot was at the kitchen table.
Ah.
And then as quick as it was there, it was gone without even a remnant of the smell. A couple of years ago, I was having a really rough time, anxiety/depression, and started seeing loads of moving figures in the shadows, noises, whispers, stuff I mainly blamed on my brain being out of whack. But maybe it wasn't. Maybe there's something here. I don't know, but thanks for listening, kind strangers.
Interesting. And I'll tell you why it's interesting. It's short and succinct. He's not tried to... And I say he for how he's phrased the email. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's not tried to say it like, you know, and then this and then that.
Mm.
It's very much like, this happened, I thought it might be this, but maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it is interesting that it's in the spot where the grandmother would sit. I would rationally say that it's not beyond the realms of comprehension that, for example, say, a cushion could hold a particular scent. And if that cushion's not sat on for a particular amount of time, or if a certain area of that cushion's not been sat on for a certain amount of time,
yeah,
it may release a scent that it's held.
Yeah.
Also,
I mean, it says a very sudden punch of perfume that smelled like what my grandma would wear. And then when he's grabbed the wife, she just said, yeah, it smells like an old lady. Like, I don't know, I'm not getting that it's specifically spelled like the grandmother's perfume. You know what I mean?
He's saying that, though. Or yeah. Is he saying, I, to be honest, I think he's using perfume as a sort of condenser of conversation. I think he just means it smelled like his grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his wife's kind of agreeing with him and saying it smells like an old woman, which I don't know whether that's flattering or not.
Yeah.
So, go on. As I said, there are loads of comments. Any of interest? I didn't read them. As you can imagine.
Someone says, I've smelt my mother's perfume, so trust me, it's harmless, and take it as her saying hi.
Okay.
Someone else saying she's letting to know she's still with you, her way of sending a message. My great-grandma died in the early 2000s. She always had lavender perfume. Once a year, I smell it. It's good to know she's still there. And someone replied and said, that's sweet. What time? Is it around a birthday or another special day? I mean, also, you know, is it lavender season? Any chance? That's
a good point. Lavender. Good point. I mean, lavender's not, it's not rare, but it's also not, you know, when you say lavender season, it's not like it's everywhere, is it?
Mm. No, but, you know. Someone says, I'm glad when my family and friends visit, mostly in my dreams. It's rare for me to get a scent. My cat just stops by IRL whenever she feels like it.
In real life.
Thanks. Yeah. My cat died January 2023. IRL means sometimes I see her out of the corner of my eye. I've heard her. At night, she still climbs up on the bed every now and then.
I'm not too sure whether I'd like that.
No, well, on one of my very first appearances on this podcast was we talked about a ghost cat.
Yeah, we did, yeah. But I'm not too sure whether I'd like, let's say when TNC's time comes, we've already said that, like, you know, we'd obviously be sad, but we'd be content's the wrong word, but we'd be happy in the fact that we gave her...
We would be comforted.
Comforted by the fact that we rescued her and she was rescued.
Yes, and she couldn't have known more love.
She couldn't have known more love, exactly. Mm. So, but my point is that I'd like to then think she crossed the Rainbow Bridge and was in a peaceful place, as opposed to still thinking she's alive. Because I'd be thinking, I wonder if she's wondering why we're not paying her any attention. Do you know what I mean? Or what would you think? Would
that's
you find
a horrible and sad way to put it.
Well, would you
nice one.
Would you find it comforting?
Well,
you...
not now. She's around like, play with me. Why is nobody playing with me? And where is my dinner?
I've just turned Becca into a lunatic who's going to be throwing string at nothing in 10 years' time.
Yeah, it's what? 20.
20 years' time. Sorry, everyone. 20 years' time.
Someone says, I was once in my room and smelled my sister so strongly. It filled my nostrils so distinctly. I screamed and ran out of the house. I feel bad that I was afraid of her. I'm not a believer in the afterlife, so it was really scary. And someone taking this very sensitive topic has replied, I bet your beliefs are swaying a little bit now. Which seems somewhat insensitive.
It does, yeah.
Okay, someone says, every now and then I used to smell my grandmother's perfume. She died in 1991. I live in a completely different state than when she was alive. What? No one's suggesting this perfume travelled. Live in a different state's got nothing to do with it. I would tell my husband about it when it would happen. I don't remember exactly when, but he bought a bottle of her perfume for me. I guess he thought I was hinting. Anyway, since he bought the perfume, which I don't wear, it stopped happening. I kind of miss it.
Oh, that's weird. Mm. And that's I like the weirdness of that. Like, you smell the perfume.
Mm.
He thinks it's a hint to buy the perfume.
Mm.
You buy the perfume and you stop smelling the perfume.
Maybe it was a hint, but from the grandma. Like,
maybe,
of the, you know.
Yes, you should check the bottle to see if it's going down.
Where my perfume, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not too sure about, like, when I say I'm not too sure about phantom scents.
Mm.
Like, I do know, for example, we spoke about this today with my dad, didn't we? About, isn't it strange how now that no one smokes indoors, like, if someone was to smoke a cigarette in our house 2 weeks later, we could probably tell.
Yeah, and you'd notice immediately, wouldn't you, as you came through the front door? Like, no matter what room in the house. Yeah,
so, and I know that tobacco can definitely linger as a smell. Mm. And I know that from when my granddad passed away and we were in the kitchen. And every now and again, you get a smell of tobacco. But it wasn't anything supernatural. It would be, for example, if you moved something heavy, let's say if you moved the oven a bit.
Yeah.
It would, tear some wallpaper or something, and then you'd get a smell of tobacco.
Yeah.
Now, if I was an arsehole, I could say, and then I smelt my granddad's tobacco.
Mm.
And I did. But it was because it was embedded in the walls.
Yes, yeah, it's like a physical thing for it. Yeah.
Yeah,
because your accents can be funny and that they can be trapped places, can't they?
But it's interesting as well, is that, like, your olfactory senses can also take you to places, you know, they can spark vivid memories.
It's like songs, isn't it? Sense can be very
sense evocative. They can be very evocative. Mm. It's, is it Proust's Madeleine I've talked about before? It's a very infamous thing, like, where he refers to tasting this cake called a Madeleine,
mm.
or Madeleine. And he was at a cafe in France. And when he tasted this cake, the cake was identical in taste to a cake that he had when he was a child.
Mm.
And immediately, mentally, physically, emotionally, he was back at that location.
Mm.
Almost like he time travelled, because it was such a strong sensation.
Yeah.
And it was a really interesting idea on our senses, you know, and maybe our sixth sense is just a combination of our five senses.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. There you go. Right, last comment then. Someone said, just accept it, man. it's not scientific and doesn't make sense, but ghosts are a thing. My wife would bring so much creepiness into the house while she worked as a paramedic, 24-hour on call from our house, and it all ended the day she transferred to a job with 12-hour shifts, a half-hour drive away. We didn't have kids at the time, so I was generally well-rested and less stressed. I wonder what's happened since.
Imagine the kids reading this. Fucking nice one, Dad.
So if it was just me hallucinating, then it should have persisted all this time and gotten worse as we had children and gone through the newborn years, but it didn't. Once she stopped immediately coming home from calls where people died and had that half-hour commute, the ghosts abruptly stopped. It's not psychological either, because the process was in the order of realising that the ghost had stopped, trying to figure out how long it had been since my last ghost experience, and trying to think of what had changed, and we figured the last ghost was only 1 or 2 days before she changed jobs.
Interesting.
That is interesting, but again, that's so insulted. Like, if I was a paramedic out on call from our home, and I, when I came home from work, you'd be like, oh, you bring creepiness into this house. I'd be like, I beg your pardon.
Well, to be honest, I would probably be stood at the door with some holy water and being like, in fact, in a spray form. And I'd be like, just spray yourself before you come in.
Like hosing a dog down before it comes in.
I would. Like, I'd be like, just get it all off,
Hosing me down with holy water and rubbing garlic
on my
face.
And then you can come in. And then I'd probably give a pronouncement at the door like, no one around Becca is allowed in. Hear ye, hear ye.
You are not invited.
You are not invited. Okay. Well, as ever, thank you for allowing us into your tower.
You're welcome.
And are you still around next Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. It's the Monday after, isn't it? You're not.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. Okay. Well, hopefully we'll speak to you next Monday.
Right.
In the meantime, thank you. And tatty bye, everyone.
You're welcome. Bye, guys. Oh. Thank you for visiting Reddit Corner with Becca.
Well, you can't end it without a complete sign-off. Thanks, Becca.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.